Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16, and it's time for our live local interview. I have a couple of very special guests in the studio with me today. Michelle Friedman. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Peter.
And Liz Zacher. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming in today. We are here to talk about a special event coming up here on Saturday, Braveheart Bowls. And I'm going to let Michelle, you're a board member for Braveheart, and let you talk a little bit about Braveheart and a little bit about what we got in store for this weekend.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here. I really appreciate Raven Radio's support. And so this Saturday, the Bowls event is happening, and it's a lunchtime event, which is different for those that remember our big bowl event that we used to have in the fall. Was a dinner, sit down, lots of things happening. This one is very simple. The doors will open at the Centennial Building. We have two of the front rooms, and the doors will open at 11:30. You can come in. We have 300 beautiful ceramic bowls that are made by local artists, and they are all priced with suggested donation prices, and you can make a contribution to Braveheart, and then there is a soup to go. So a soup from, we have four different restaurants in town that have donated soup to us. Ludwig's Chowder, The Nugget, Pizza Express, and The Beak. So you're going to get a cup of soup after you've made your contribution to Braveheart to go. So there's not going to be sitting down inside kind of thing, but it is Saturday. There is no big cruise ship on Saturday, so we'll have, you know, it'll feel more like Sitka. And we have a corgi parade happening also.
Ooh, an added bonus.
Yep. Trish White has organized a corgi parade, and it's kind of in unison or the time frame, you know, with our event to kind of help promote the event, I think. And lots of corgis around, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Liz will talk a little bit later, too. We're going to have a table from UAS out there up front kind of talking about ceramics and the opportunity to make bowls over at UAS. And I just wanted to mention a little bit about, like, where all this money that we are trying to raise goes to and what it's for. We have two staff members that help us at Braveheart. So we have our executive director is Angie DeMorel, and she's called a program manager is Catherine Winslow, but I like to call her our matchmaker. So Angie, you know, makes things work and gets our grants written and all that stuff, and is very, very busy. Catherine is connecting people. So she's, you know, Braveheart is about helping people and connecting people. So she helped both of them train volunteers, and then we match them up with care receivers. So our mission is to support and to match up volunteers with people in the community that might be lonely, might be grieving, might be at end of life. And Braveheart does not do any medical services, but we provide companionship and support to families and to individuals. So a lot of our care receivers are in the Pioneer Home, but many of them are also in their own homes. So sometimes we're bringing them groceries, sometimes we're visiting, sometimes we're playing games, sometimes we're just checking in, we're other eyes on them. And it's a program that's been going since 2001. And it's thriving. We're doing really well. But we're always looking for new volunteers. And if you know of anyone that's in need of a volunteer, please call us. So braveheartvolunteers.org is our website. And it also has information about the bowls and other upcoming events. But it also it's a very easy process to become a volunteer. So give us a call if you're ever interested. And Catherine will talk you know, through it and take you in. Also, if you know a family member that could need support, please give us a call.
So, Michelle, you mentioned the word simple that's a simple event, but it doesn't sound simple at all to me. I'm going to ask Liz to talk a little bit about the logistics and kind of what her involvement is with getting 300 bowls created in time for this event.
Yeah, so I've been a professor of art over at the UAS Seca campus since 2010, and I've been involved with this fundraiser ever since then. So I have a background in ceramics, other communities that I've lived in. I've also been a part of fundraising initiatives that involve handmade bowls. Okay. So the logistics is not foreign to me. I've been contributing to communities like this for quite a while now. But it, you know, what it entails is students who are registered at UAS taking art classes in ceramics or artist studio or other art classes, and even non-registered students, folks in the community who have a background in ceramics and want to have the opportunity to make and contribute bowls towards Braveheart's annual fundraiser, are invited to come use the studio. And so we've this year crafted around 300 bowls, as Michelle explained. And so a lot of caring, generous, and creative folks donating their time. There are community members that also have their own personal art studios that you know, they may make their bowls there, but we then collect them, bring them over. You know, a lot of them are getting thrown, decorated, fired, glazed. We pack them up and get them ready, price them.
So this takes a while. So yeah. They've been working, folks have been working on these for a while, I'm sure.
Yeah, some people, you know, they may start pretty much after the fundraiser event that year has completed. Ah. They'll start making their bowls for the following year. Others, you know, depends on how much time folks have. Some, you know, over the years, people, you know, you could make one bowl or 50, you know, it just depends on the time and mm-hmm. and energy. But UAS also, you know, we contribute the space and the kilns and the glazes, and also donate clay to help make it
happen. Can you describe one or two of these that come to mind that you know are going to be available?
Well, we have whole lot of great bowls that are very beautifully hand decorated by community member Kathleen McCrossin. Okay. She's one of our ceramic family members who's got her own studio. She does a lot of surface decoration using image transfer process, where she draws imagery that might be sourced from local flora and fauna, and then it's kind of using a printmaking process to kind of decorate the surface of the bowl. Hmm. Rich Phillips is another regular contributor from the community who produces beautiful bowls, where he's very expressionistic with his glazes and just makes some beautiful, like, color combinations and patterns in that way.
So probably something for everybody. Different sizes, different designs.
Yes,
design,
there's
colors.
Serving size bowls. Ah. There's mm-hmm. small bowls. There's even small handmade cups. We've got a few artists, like Oriella Hughes, who opted to kind of go this route of making cups of kindness rather than bowls this year, just to give folks in the communities more options to choose on what kind of handmade object they want to bring home.
So every one of these will hold some soup, if you so desire.
The soup will not be served in the bowl, but
yes, but
right.
Could
hold soup when you go home, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So the soup will be in a to go cup.
Okay.
Yes, with bread and some rolls from C-Mart, and yeah.
So gosh, we are almost out of time. So we've been speaking with Liz Zacher and Michelle Friedman about the upcoming Braveheart Bowls fundraiser event. And I'm going to ask again, Michelle, just remind us what the fundraiser is for.
Yeah, so this is a fundraiser for Braveheart volunteers. So we're trying to build some more capacity to keep our funds going and meet our mission in Sitka. And I want to just another huge shout out to UAS. We really cannot do this fundraiser without UAS. They really, it's a great partnership to work with them. And they do get a 10% from the profit of Braveheart, but that is so minimal. Like that, it's great. It's great that we can share that with them, and that helps their art program. So it really is a great, you know, you're supporting Braveheart, but you're also, there's going to be a bit of support to going to UAS as well with your donation to Braveheart.
So if you're interested in a bowl, where do you go and when?
So Centennial Building this Saturday. The doors will open at 11:30, and we're probably ending at 2. So it'll be 11:30 to 2, a noontime event. And the front rooms, the two of the front rooms at the Centennial Building.
Okay, we'll look forward to seeing what's on display, and you better get there early if you want the one that you want to have the best choice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Liz and Michelle, thanks so much for coming in. Best of luck with your event this weekend.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
You've been listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. Thanks so much for tuning in.